part-time accountant. That's always very necessary with a historian, isn't it, Martin?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be here with you, Kaya, this evening.
Thank you very much, Martin. Now, originally I got in contact with you about a little article I saw in the Kerryman about a young Japanese person that had come to North Kerry to learn a bit more about the farming and stuff. But you found a more interesting story.
Yeah, well, I believe I'm passionate about North Kerry and its history, and I didn't know anything about a Japanese guy that came to Abedorney all those years ago, but I did come across this man who's also called Moore, no relation of mine, and he was a New Zealand journalist, and the Kerry newspapers of the 25th of April 1914 noted that he had arrived in Tralee last Wednesday after walking from Listowel. Now, not alone had he walked from Listowel, the newspaper told us that he had undertaken to walk around the world between the years 1907 and 1917. And he did this for a bet of some £10,000. Now, isn't that a good one? Is that better than any Japanese chap arriving over to do
so
farming?
He did it as a bet.
Yeah, that's what the newspapers record. Frederick Moore, the New Zealand journalist, had a bet, and he'd already travelled for just short of 50,000 miles. And the account went on about how he'd go to the post offices in everywhere, and he'd get himself stamped to say that he was there. And on the 19th of February 1914, he arrived in the north of Ireland from Scotland. So he made his way over to Donegal, where it records that he slept on the hillsides, and he came away down through Connemara, and he made his way to our great county of Kerry. And here he was, anyway, in April 1915. And he intended from Tralee going on, set out his itinerary thereafter to Killarney, Kenmare, Bantry, Dunmanway, Bandon, Queenstown, that's now called Cove. And that was very well known because of the Titanic, which was just 2 years before that, had come into to Cove as well. And he hoped to get back to Belfast. So quite an accomplished walker was our Mr. Moore of New Zealand. Not too many people will have heard of him, I dare say.
Well, to think that he did all that on foot is quite incredible, isn't it?
It really is absolutely astounding.
You have quite a connection with walking, don't you?
Well, I must confess, yes, that I do like walking. And some years ago, I decided to do the Camino de Santiago in Spain. Now, just again for the listeners, while a lot of people might know of it, this is an old pilgrimage walk. It was a medieval pilgrimage walk that started just on the French side of the Pyrenees. And it went westward for about 500 miles across the northern Spain to the city of Santiago de Compostela. And there is a Kerry connection. There is a very old Kerry connection between Ardfert and the Camino de Santiago, in that some years ago, the cathedral in Ardfert was being excavated and they wanted to restore it, the Office of Public Works, and they engaged an archaeologist who was also called Mr. Moore. So the Mr. Moores are getting quite a few mentions here today. So this was Finbar Moore. And Finbar was an archaeologist, and he, as part of his excavations, he discovered the remains of a person who had a badge on his chest. And the badge, when it was cleaned up, was found to be a pilgrim badge from the pilgrim city of Santiago. Now, in medieval times, there was three great cities you could visit with strong religious links, and obviously Rome was one of those. Jerusalem was was another one, but Jerusalem was a bit too far away. Mm-hmm. But the nearest one for Kerry folk was actually to go to Santiago. So it was recognised as the third most important pilgrim route back then. So while people nowadays might have, in more modern times, have gone to Lourdes or Medjugorje, or Fatima, back then Santiago was the place to go. Mm-hmm. So this old pilgrim from Ardfert obviously made it back to Ardfert, having successfully walked across northern Spain to the pilgrim city of Santiago back in the day. So I wanted to follow in his footsteps if I could.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And you've obviously done it back in 2010.
I've done it over a number of years, commencing in 2010. So it will take you about 5 or 6 weeks to walk from the Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port in France, across through the great cities of Logroño, Pamplona, Burgos, Leon, and onto Santiago itself. It's it's a really exhilarating journey. It's beautiful, it's very scenic, and it's becoming more and more popular. There isn't just one Camino in Spain. There are several different Caminos. In fact, the traditional route for Irish people was to land at A Coruña and make a shorter walk down into Santiago. But there are probably five or six at least different routes into Santiago.
Mm-hmm. And I've obviously met you at the Kerry Camino there a couple of months ago as well. So why do you do these?
I don't know. Maybe some journalist should have asked Mr. Moore, the New Zealand journalist, the same question. And I noticed that either he didn't give a reply to that or it's not recorded at any rate. Why do I do it? Well, I suppose, first of all, I see the historical links between Kerry and Spain. If you look on a map, Santiago is nearly directly due south of Kerry. So if you sit in a boat and if you had basic navigational skills back then, you could have made your way there. I suppose everyone is on some sort of a journey, Kaya. And for me, I had a different and more personal reason for doing it back in 2010, in that my daughter was sick at the time. And it was just time to get my head around her sickness and just to deal with that. And since then, since I've come back, and particularly during COVID, you couldn't go to Spain, obviously, for 2 years, for 20 and 21. So I started exploring more local walks, such as the Kerry Camino. So I'm based in Blenerville. So the Kerry Camino starts in St. John's here in Tralee. And it is the same idea as the Camino de Santiago, in that you're travelling west, you're travelling due west. And there's something very basic about that and very real about just travelling to the western part of the world. You're nearly following the sun as it sets in the west in the evening. And in both places, both in the Santiago and in West Kerry, you're linking into the old folk tales of the ancient monastic saints of the country. So here in Ireland, it's obviously St. Brendan, and Mount Brandon is called after St. Brendan. And again, you have the link between St. Brendan and Ardfert through Tubernamult and through all that. Now, some years ago, there was Garrod O'Donoghue was based in Fianna, and he wanted to re-establish this memory of St. Brendan. And he has put up a number of markers out in the Fianna district. So I'd say he wanted to start his own little Camino route out in Ardfert. And hopefully now with the opening of the Greenway, that will become more possible.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because a lot of people are excited for that Greenway to, you know, expand as well. And I've walked it a couple of times. It's beautiful out there.
It is. I think anywhere that you have the mountains and the sea, you have the basic ingredients for well-being and happiness. And sure, where else would we be only in Kerry with this? So that the Kerry Camino is usually undertaken as a three-day walk, the first day's walk being from St. John's Church in Tralee out through Tonavan and on to Camp. And the second day then would be to walk from Camp to Aunascall. And then on the final leg of the journey, you can go from Aunascall into Dangany Cúis. And I'm sure you'll find plenty to do there in Dingle. Now, since then, with just bringing back to the walking as opposed to the religious dimension, the Kerry Way has, or the Dingle Way has continued around. So you can continue from Dingle onto Dunquin, onto Fionnuch, cross the side of Mount Brandon to Tlahan, onto Castle Gregory. And that is absolutely perhaps the most scenic route I've ever walked.
And how long would that take you?
That would take you about 6 or 7 days. But
I thought you were going to say hours.
No. 6 or 7 days. But it's worth it. I mean, like we'll say, there's an expression in Spanish, sin dolor, sin gloria. No pain, no gain, I suppose we'd know it as here. So, look, when you're walking, you have time to reflect. You have time to reflect on where you're going, what you're doing. Any issues or problems that you have, it's a great way because time stops and you have time to just admire the beauty of the sea, Tralee Bay, Dingle Bay, and there's a lot of solitude. But equally, there'll be people walking these routes. Every single day from my office in Blenerville, I see people all through the whole year, people who are passing the door with their walking sticks, their backpacks up, and they're undertaking the Dingle Way or Kerry Camino. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose, Martin, as well, when you are doing these Caminos, you're not on your own. You're with a load of people that have their own journey and their own reason for doing these things as well.
Yes, and over the years, I've met some amazing people on the Camino, particularly in Spain. And this year, for example, I was back out again and I continued past Santiago to a place called Finisterre. And Finisterre is from the Latin, Finis, we can even guess that one, is Finnish, and Terre is the end of the earth. And I met this Basque lad there, and he was just so funny to talk to. We had, he had great English. I had a small bit of Spanish, which proved very inadequate to the occasion, but we got on great. It was lovely to meet him. And you would still be, years later, still in touch with people you have met on the Camino
that's
of Santiago.
Lovely.
It is. It's very nice. Now, there's another thing then as well called the Irish Pilgrim Paths. And these are something that I've really got into since COVID. And the good news here is that there's two of these in Kerry.
Brilliant.
And there's a short one which you'll have to go down and do. And if you want to do it at any stage, just let me know.
I'd love to.
You can report back yourself and maybe I could interview you on that, that occasion and see how you get on.
How are the legs is what you'll be saying. And I'll be like, I'm broken now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure after a few drinks, they'll be quite recovered very fast. And it's called Cnoc na Dubber. And Cnoc na Dubber is a short, maybe 4-hour walk in Carsaveen. And the views from Cnoc na Dubber on a beautiful, on a clear day are just absolutely spectacular. You're looking down over Carsaveen and on out as far as Skellig, and you have a most unusual view of Dingle Harbour from there. So I hope that sells Cnoc na Dubber and that there's, I see many more people hiking up there. Strange thing about Cnoc na Dubber, every time I go down there, I seem to meet people from America, from Central Europe, and it's usually non-Kerry people that I will meet there, which is amazing. It is. It's astounding, really, that I often wonder, how did they hear about this?
And this is my first time hearing about it, if I'm very honest with you.
Yeah. So. Ah, well, you're young, you have plenty of time yet to do all these things, and there's so much to see in Kerry, you can't get around to everything.
Well, that's the beauty of Travels Through a Kingdom. I'm seeing every bit of angle to Kerry at the moment, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, and when you're up to that, depending on how you get on with your first test, there's a most beautiful walk behind in Corcuigaina called Cosán na Naive. Cosán is from the Irish word of a pathway, the pathway of the saints. It's such a beautiful name as well. And this starts at Ventry Beach and it follows a lot of historical sites in West Kerry and brings you to the base of Mount Brandon. Now, that's a bit more, that's probably nearer 5 or 6 hour walk. But again, it's very beautiful altogether to see that.
Finally, Martin, looping it back around then to our New Zealand journalist. Do you feel that maybe you were a part of him when you were going around in these Caminos when you were reading his story?
No, not at all. In that, I'm just totally in awe of him. But just looking into that a bit more, it seemed to be a trend at the time. And I have come across guys in England that would walk from John O'Groats down to Land's End and stuff like that. So this was just a thing to be done. I think that we are going back to the time of pre-World War One, pre-Great War. There was a huge sense of adventure there and people were looking at, remember, airplanes were just being discovered at that time. Bicycles were a new concept. So these guys were just doing walking. They were quite the adventurers there. And maybe there are people we can look back to and say, hang on now, we need to rediscover our sense of adventure again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Martin, thank you very much.
Tá fáilte, Rod.